Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we just had a great conversation. I hope you caught it with Travis Fritz from Old Nation Brewery. This guy's got it going on, and I don't rant and rave about microbrew that often because we get an opportunity to drink a lot of them, but this guy's is over the top. You got to try this stuff. Yeah, it's $15 for four cans, but you go buy
it. Not everywhere. I found it cheaper.
Yeah, but you go buy it, whatever it costs you, you're gonna be glad you did. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, what you thinking, man?
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, I wrote this show plan this week for grilling on the creative side, and that's how we had our next guest come on. But we ended up doing two whole segments on beer. So there's a message in there about grilling on the creative side.
Right.
What's the message?
You can't do it without a beer.
Duh!
Yeah, right. And message is that when the grilling guys get a beer in their hand and they like it, they have another one.
And we get ridiculous.
Right.
So anyway, somebody that'll totally agree with that concept is on the grilling line right now, and his name is Mad Jack.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, man, you know what? It's so good to hear your voice, brother. I think it's been a year or so since I've talked to you. What's new in your world?
It has. It is. All things are looking good. Work is good. Barbecue is good. We're getting ready to move. New house down the road a little bit. Not any farther away from the grilling guys, but a little bit closer to Ann Arbor town.
Yeah? So, well?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the air there, too.
Right.
You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
Exactly. So Mad Jack's Barbecue is still alive and well?
It is. We just, you know, people call us all the time, and they're wondering, hey, man, how are you open? What can we get? There's no brick and mortar. We just cater, and we just it's just a specialty.
But this is a guy we ran into. This is a guy we ran into at Dark Horse, which is why I called Jack. I said, are you going to their smoke-off? It's like in a couple weeks. And he's not going, but that's where we ran into Jack, and he had this totally jacked-up grill, and he's doing this jacked-up porchetta. And Jop, well, I mean, I think you gave him a ring, didn't you?
Yeah, you know what? If he'd shave, I'd marry him, but he doesn't do that. So that's how good this porchetta is, and I don't mean to beat this horse dead, but every time I get a chance to tell somebody about this, I take it because it's one of the best things I've ever eaten off a grill. And I've eaten a lot of things off a grill, but break that down for us, Jack. And what is a porchetta?
Well, porchetta is it's a traditional central Italy, just 14th century. Really, it's been around forever. Hell, you can find it in Vatican cookbooks. People are still doing it. The traditional way is a whole.
Did you say hell? You can find it in the Vatican cookbooks. That's something wrong with that, right there.
I've got into it. I've really dug deep. I don't mean to blow your mind or nothing. Yeah. So, yeah, it's there, and we haven't done it like this yet, but a whole deboned pig, seasoned up and stuffed with love, put on rotisserie. You know, I mean, just all the fun herbs and spices that you'd use for pork. And you know, they spin it over there. We spin it over here.
They do a whole pig?
Yeah, I've done sucklings before, but I've seen videos of people in Italy doing whole pigs. And that's traditional. I mean, hell, that's a Sunday meal over there for, you know, that's a sit-down deal for them. So
how do you do it here? Because it takes a little work. Start from the butcher and go forward.
Butcher, we start at the butcher. Pig is, you know, gutted and everything. And I mean, real quick, it's just the loin with the whole side of the pig attached to it, basically. We like to keep the loin attached to the pig now. We did do it for a while where we had separate loins and, we used a pork belly. So now we're able to, I mean, if you think about a pig standing sideways in front of you, that's, you know, you cut up from the front side of the ham to the back side of the shoulder.
Yeah,
but square that piece up, debone it, pull the rib. You know, you're cutting out most of the belly portion, but you're using the side of the pig itself, and you can actually debone it, pull out the baby backs and the spares, and you can roll that up, and you know, that's porchetta.
Okay, but let's dial it down to something. You know, the guy in the backyard could actually do, and that's when we first met you. You were using pork belly.
Okay, so if we can do pork belly, so you can find pork belly, you can take that, trim it up accordingly, and you can take pork shoulder and separate. You know, we use loin. You want to use I'd rather use a loin or even a tenderloin. You would spread that out. You know, slowly. What do we want to say? Flay that out.
Butterfly it.
Yep, butterfly it. Yep, and then season that up nice. season up the inner side of the belly, roll it up pretty, get a nice tie from your butcher, score the, you want to have the back side of the belly, or the back side of the belly scored skin on, and then small rotisserie. I mean, you could cut a belly in half. You could make just one that's only 8 inches long, if you want, or you could make one the length of a pig.
But you'd want more than just seasoning in there. Wouldn't you want some cheeses or something?
We don't do cheeses. One, the mess, because people ask me about the stuffing with sausages and cheesy sausages. And, it's yummy, but what I got coming out is just pure pork fat that as my rotisserie spins, the fire below, open fire. I mean, we love to grill, but this is on a hardcore rotisserie setup. So it'll spin and the fat just kind of burns and it crisps up the outside of the skin. And so,
feeds the fire.
Yeah, so hence the fire, right.
Jack, you skipped the seasonings. I don't need quantities, but I need what it is because there's the magic, brother. And you don't have to give your recipe away, but give us part of it.
That's all right. No, the standards. I mean, if you're cooking pork, the fennels, the corianders, there's some garlic, lemon zest is nice. Always salt and pepper, chili flakes, rosemary. It is magic, but it's not like science. I mean, it's just, I try to be homey about it, pick from the garden. We use fennel tops, fresh fennel, fresh pork, coriander. Always want fresh. We dust with salt and pepper inside and out. And as it's rotisserizing, if that's even a word.
That's your word, baby. I'm going to put that on a T-shirt. Rotisserizing.
Gotcha. So as it's spinning, we'll dust it a little bit because it's got fat rolling around. I mean, you got to fight off the people. We do it like in front of hundreds of people, and it's like you got to get people to back up because everybody's like, they got their fork in their hand and their mouth. It's pretty awesome sight.
Dude, it's awesome. It's really awesome.
When we cut it, you can go to restaurants, and we've been to nice restaurants in Chicago and some other cities where they'll sell us like a steak. They'll cut the porchetta into like an inch or an inch and a half long width steak, play it with their yummies, and it's awesome. But here we make mostly sandwiches, so we'll do a caramelized onion. We do a green verde that has a lot of the same things in it. It's EVO and parsley, the fennel, the coriander, some chili flakes, garlic, the lemon zest. Blend that up. We drizzle that on top of, you put the chopped up porchetta and make sure you get some of that skin because that crunchy skin is what people freak about. Have that in there. Put some caramelized onions on that. This is on ciabatta. Drizzle it with that verde. And, all night long you're like, oh, my God, it's the best thing I've ever tasted. Can we have some more? Yeah, so that's how it works.
Very cool. Jack, always good to hear your voice, brother. I hope things are good with you and your family, and we appreciate you making time to chat with the Grilling Guys.
Very good. Hey, nice talking to you, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
That's right. You look like a man after talking porchetta and M43. How about you?
Ditto.
Happy to be a man. Man law number 17. All men have the right to remain silent. This right should be exercised in the following situation. Does this make me look fat?
She said.
Do you think my best friend is pretty?
She said.
Oof. Do you know how fast you were going?
Hate that one.
I hear that one a lot.
Right.
I never hear the "does this make me fat" one, and I rarely hear "do you think my best friend is pretty." We covered that 30 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
She's a dog, honey.
Done and
She's
over.
She's a dog.
Done and over. But anyway, did a little man law. Did a little Travis Fritt. We've done a little cooking on the grill. What about roasted garlic barbecue, Bob?
Oh, we got
That's
a minute,
something
don't
that,
we?
That is. Just something that is
real cool.
a good, cool thing.
Yep.
How do you do that?
So you grab a whole clump of garlic, and you lop
Maybe
the
a head?
Yep, you grab a head of garlic, thank you, and you lop the rooted end off of it just a little bit, and then you You pour some EVO in there, and you put sea salt and pepper on it, and you find a way to prop that up on your grill so it stands upright. Now, okay. If your grates are big enough, it'll get in there. But you roast that with some good smoke for about 40 minutes.
Makes a little garlic butter.
It is fantastic.
Mother Nature's
garlic
butter.
So good
for
you.
All right. Coming up next, we're even though Mother Nature's not cooperating, it is spring, and we got a little turkey hunting coming up, and we got an expert, Ryan Boyer, from the National Wild Turkey Federation. Stick with us. We'll be back. Let your hair down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time?